What could an announcement this morning then mean for the Royal Mail, its workers and for you? Stephen Gibson, formerly chief economist of Postcom, that's the independent regulator for postal services in the UK. Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Let's just say, first of all, Royal Mail is the delivery bit rather than the post office branch network. This is about delivering letters and parcels. And if privatisation does begin this morning, it's quite a moment, isn't it? Because even Margaret Thatcher balked at the idea of privatising what she said was the Queen's head.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, the Royal Mail has been in private hands for 397 years now, and this would be a very momentous occasion. The government has tried before under Michael Heseltine. They tried to privatise. They tried to privatise under the previous Labour government with Lord Mandelson. But on those other occasions, the initiative has been blocked by the unions and by public opinion being against it. This time, though, it looks like it's going through.
Marco says on the text, what will the Royal Mail sell-off mean? Union strikes. 96%, according to Nicola Smith, are prepared to strike.
Yes, you're right. I mean, the union have been absolutely adamantly against this and have been against previous attempts. But the government has been very clear about this, that they are not proposing to let union action get in the way of their privatisation plans.
Now, the good news is, of course, is that if you buy shares in the Royal Mail, you'll be buying into a monopoly with the Final Mile, which they do have. The bad news, of course, that's a shrinking market.
It is a shrinking market. Royal Mail volumes have gone down about 25% over the last 5 years. And all the expectations are is that that is going to continue with e-substitution, the fulfilment of sort of internet shopping. The big opportunity for Royal Mail is the development of the parcels and packets market. So, you know, when you go to Amazon and you buy your book or whatever it is, that is sent to you by parcels and packets courier.
But that's under competition, isn't it?
That is under competition, and Royal Mail has to compete. But they have a great advantage because they have the universal network.
It's interesting that years ago, if you came to the stock market, you had to have, I think it was a five-year track record as a company, a successful track record. Some people might ask if Royal Mail's got a five-year prospectus. Is it going to be around in its current form in 5 years' time?
Well, I think if it is around in its current form, then something's gone wrong. The whole point about Royal Mail privatisation is to allow it the access to private capital to actually change its network and change its business, as I said, to focus on packets and parcels, but, you know, still to maintain the universal service for letters, the 6 day a week, go anywhere for a uniform price that's set in legislation.
It also has an advantage with a VAT benefit from the government, which its rivals already say is unfair.
Yes, Royal Mail is exempt from VAT for universal service products. That gives it an advantage for the stamped products that residential users normally use. But a big competitive bit of the market where other operators have 50% of the upstream business, that's the collection and sortation and trunking business, that is not in the universal service, and there's no VAT difference between Royal Mail and its competitors in that area.
The universal service obligation, how enshrined can that be if Royal Mail is sold off? In other words, what does that mean for all our listeners who use the service day in, day out?
That's a good question. The key thing is that is set out in primary legislation. So the Postal Services Act, which set out the process for privatisation, sets out a requirement on Royal Mail to deliver 6 days a week everywhere in the country for a uniform price. There is some flexibility that Ofcom, the new postal regulator, has to, for example, adapt the quality of service, and we could see that change as the market changes. But I think you have to remember that the market is changing radically and has changed very, very dramatically over the last 5 years. And, you know, trying to hold on to the very historic universal service, While there are certain limits that are set out in legislation, I think the company will have to move with the market over time.
Okay. Is it time to give up the Final Mile?
Well, there's still a massive demand for it, not just for people sending sort of greetings cards, but the big demand is for things like direct mail, for financial mail, transactional mail, etc., where there is still, you know, a huge demand, and that's likely to continue.
Okay. Stephen Gibson, economist, many thanks. We're going to keep you updated with that story. From 7, hoping to speak.